Hello, everybody.
Hi.
You're it's listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Radio.
WMFO. FM radio. Form radio.
Braindead.
Elsa and Sadie. We've been so bad this
semester.
We've been
major on a hiatus.
We've been so busy.
You probably haven't heard our staple of voices on at 9 p.m. every other Thursday.
However, if you're tuning in for all zero to five of you, you probably hear our voices on the day-to-day no matter what, just not in this capacity. So
true.
We love you.
And if we have some other listeners, hi.
Oh, yeah, true.
We're Sadie and Elsa.
Yeah.
We're seniors at Tufts, which is great.
We are.
And this is, like, officially our last show, which is very bittersweet because we've been doing it since our freshman year.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's very strange when you think about it like that.
But we're going to do a little I choose a song, Sadie chooses a song, and Yeah, we'll just get it going like
it's
that.
It's just going to be a surprise, surprise.
So I get the pleasure of picking the first one.
This one and, is Elsa. Yeah. Shout out Nicola and Kate. I hope you're enjoying your books.
Here is one of my favorite artists.
I know it's going to be drama. I just feel it.
On, ain't sure, he said. enjoy just for fun. And is it easy for me to see it when the lights turn on? Well, she walks into your party and she's looking for somebody, and the music turns her round and round. Sweaty palms, here she comes. Could life be one plus one when you grab my arm and dance to this song?
Okay, that one is so good. Just when you think that Mountjoy can't put out any more bangers.
Bangers!
Honestly, I never doubt that, but, like, this one is so... That is just so good. Like, it starts a little slow, and then it, like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It really picks up.
At first, I was like, man, do I like this? Second time, third time listening, hooked.
Hooked. Literally hooked. Hooked.
So good. That was... Is Joy Easy by Mountjoy, and I played Sweet Summer by Drama.
Two classic, like newy-ish songs from our faves.
Yeah, and I would say those are probably like our collective
probably
top
bands.
No that doubt, we listen no to doubt. Together.
They're probably on every show.
Yeah.
On that note, like I just want to say hi to Weej. Because you've been here since day one of Brain Dead.
Hey, Weej.
And Nay Nay Pop Pop.
Yeah, shout out to our like listeners who really haven't maybe gotten up for our 6 a.m. shows, but were there for us honestly. On like good... What we had some pretty rough time slots at some points. Some 11 p.m.
Yeah, there were some crazy ones.
I know. And thanks to everybody who followed us along on that journey.
Always.
So,
always. You believe in us when we need fans.
So even though, well, wherever you are tuning in, I hope that you get up and do a little groove on this next couple set of songs. And we're going to keep going.
Just dance a little bit.
Dance a little bit.
It.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
Thought and they're dying. I told you never bring me something that I couldn't keep alive, and you left, and now you're never coming back. No, it was easier to say goodbye than watch my roses die. No, it was easier to say goodbye than watch my roses die.
Wasn't gonna go out, I was gonna stay in. Another Friday night on my own. Then I started drinking, my phone it started ringing. I got my shit and walked out the door.
Good night.
great choice, Sadie.
So
legit my favorite song in 2019.
Yeah,
great choice.
She played Galaxy, which is like super nostalgic for us, mm-hmm. and it just makes us want to sing and just like really feel the feels. So then Surround Me was like based off that vibe because mm-hmm. we just were singing like crazy. So that leads us into how we're going to go with the rest of the show. We are going to switch off who picks the first song, and the second song is like
vibes
the
off.
Second person's vibe. Okay. So that's the vibe.
I'm digging on that.
So I'm choosing the next one, and then Elsa's going to follow it. But
I have something to bring up.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you know what I just thought of when we were dancing?
What?
I was like, I thought of the first follower video.
Oh my God. I that was the best.
We just watched this video.
I actually was laughing so
hard. This dude is in the middle of a park, crazily dancing. Crazy moves. And everyone's judging him at first. And then it's like the whole thing. It's like the first follower. Like someone else joins him. And still everyone's like, ooh, like it's still weird. But like now he's got someone who's with him. And these are just strangers.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone's seen this, but it's cool. And then it totally builds. And
it's just such a beautiful theory. We learned about it, I feel like, in like psych classes. But like the idea
Sadie's a psych major.
First follower. But yes, I know when we were dancing, it was like exactly that guy had some crazy moves.
Yeah.
It was like actually so awesome.
And like, when we're like in here just dancing, we like
and
dance
it's,
crazy.
Like, the beauty of like humanity. By the way, Elsa is like truly the biggest fun maker in like the dance circles and the parties, like all of it. Like she comes up with a new dance circle game every single time. And like they have just carried on to like every member of our team and like, I don't think anybody can do it like her, and it is honestly
you can't though.
Like you facilitate it in such a special way, so like we look so silly. We'll be like in a group of like 20 people.
I know,
at
maybe.
A bar, a crowded bar, and we are like doing like the most dance like purple, dance like stripes.
Yeah, I was gonna say we might. We'll describe dance, like, our game on the next one.
Okay, but I do have something to bring up because like elephant in the room, Elsa and I. Finished college, or we're finishing college. Actually,
I have an assignment to submit.
Elsa has an assignment to submit.
Sadie has finished
college, and the end is in sight. And we're literally graduating in 4 days, 5 days.
Yeah,
which is just absolutely bizarre.
It's very bizarre.
So, questions to come, maybe on the sentimental topic of graduation.
Yeah. Great.
If you're into it.
I'm into it.
We have so much to talk about.
I know.
We gotta catch
But you guys
people.
Don't want to hear us talking and yapping.
I feel like they kind of do.
They
but
do,
like,
but
whatever.
They do, but they don't. Maybe
no, they don't.
Maybe they do,
All right,
maybe they don't.
Song.
So we're gonna hit some tunage.
And bye.
Love you guys.
Oh,
miss
no.
you.
This isn't oh, it.
Okay, Sadie.
All right.
And cue.
And go.
Sandy band-aids one by one. distracted. Like I'm in another place and another time. Well, well, well. I apologize for the way I'm acting. I just got a lot of loving you. Ever since this morning I've been wondering how you do that thing you did last night. Well, well, let me tell you, girl, that was really something. That's why I got a lot of loving you.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. It doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So, take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877 4 dad, all caps, dash 411, or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Supernatural groove. sent you down to teach me how? Who you tripped me out with your goddess keys from another plane? Where did you come from, Miss Mystery? Love me, squeeze me, fool me, tease me. Don't you wanna teach me
What up, man. We're back.
So that was just Supernatural Groove by Arts Fishing Club. New band I just started listening to. They're awesome.
Really good. Very good.
So do you want to touch on Dance Game or Graduation?
I mean, Dance Game, we touched on it. Just I encourage you when next time, or Elsa, she's the founder of this, but...
No.
Idea, like, encourage you to, next time you're in a group of people doing dance, be like, okay, I'm dancing, like, a color, and then make an interpretation of that color and see if people can, like, literally guess
it. Sounds it's so dorky. Thing.
No, it's
but literally,
so fun.
If you get in a group and you just call out a random word, can be any word, like, stripes.
Stripes is a classic.
I wouldn't guess.
Blossom is a good one.
Blossom. And you it's just interpretive dancing.
It's so much fun.
But the rule is anytime someone goes in, you have to be like, oh, yeah, that's the best dance move ever. You have to be literally, like, that is so Stripes.
Because it totally is.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own, like, way.
And you just have to hype
it
up.
It's fantastic.
It's funny.
And so, yeah, that's exactly, that's what's been going on in our world. Otherwise, we're literally like...
Yeah. We, Sadie and I are on the Tufts Women's Lacrosse team. Woo! Round of applause.
Shout out. They know this.
Clap track.
Yeah, they know that.
If anyone doesn't know. And we're moving into playoffs, NCAA playoffs this weekend.
Yeah.
Which we'll be hosting at...
Bellowfield.
At Bellowfield on Sunday. I forget the time exactly. 12?
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
So come support your jumbos.
Your local jumbos.
Yeah.
Yeah, your local jumbos.
Have a great day. It's supposed to be amazing, beautiful out on Sunday. So,
seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Not so subtle plug.
Yeah.
Come support women's sports.
Literally support
at Tufts University.
At Tufts University.
So,
And plug.
Now we have Sadie's song.
Up next. Shout out Nana, David Lennon, Scott. I love you all, and my dad.
Hey, all the listeners. Mwah. Love you all.
Bye.
Can I have the last dance, last dance with you?
Alrighty.
Alrighty. I have a question for you, Elsa.
Hit me. We're in the last 10 minutes.
I know. Like, I don't know how it always flies so fast.
I know.
But my question for you, girl, is what would you tell now here, like, whatever, 6 days to graduation, what would you tell your freshman year ween self who was sitting in these seats hosting your first radio shows? This doesn't have to be about the radio, but what would you tell your freshman yourself?
Okay, I think this doesn't have to do with our radio show, but I think waking up and being like, I'm going to make this day so fun. Like, I mean, I don't know why. I've just been, I feel like I've been doing that more intentionally this year, especially in the fall, like when we had morning practice and stuff. Like, it could either suck because it's like you wake up at 6 a.m., you maybe went to bed at 1, like didn't get a lot of sleep, all that stuff. And my freshman year, I definitely dreaded it. Oh, yeah. My God, I hated morning practice. And I was just like, oh, it sucks the whole time.
Right.
And this year, I mean, not much has changed. I go to bed pretty late and wake up at, you know, do morning practice and everything. But I think just my mindset totally has changed in that, like, it's going to be what it is. And you have completely the control to change, you have the control on how you show up every day.
I love that.
And I don't think I have learned that until really this year.
I love that. I think that's a great answer.
Yeah. What about
it's
you?
Like change the narrative. I would say, trust the process and just continue to do things that make you happy. Like, surround yourself with the people that make you happy. Do activities and, like, try and just say yes to everything.
Yeah.
And, like, fill your days with different projects and different people and different, like, locations, and continue to, like, spread that, but, like, make time for yourself.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I think so many lessons learned in 4 years. So I feel like we've both grown so much.
Yeah,
you
it's crazy.
Like, and we've just watched it, and like,
and we have just watched, like, each other through
sideline
it the whole time.
Number one fan the whole way through. Like,
it's crazy.
I remember staying up until like so late while you had like working through like whatever was on your mind or like my mind sophomore year, like across from each other in our beds in our dorm, and then being
we
like,
literally could reach her out and
literally
reach
and hold
out
hands
and hold hands
and go to bed.
Yeah,
but it would be
it was
like
a sleepover.
Like, oh my God, we have to go to bed.
We
like
to bed.
We're so tired, but like
we can't stop talking.
Or like, even though we spend like legit so much time, we're like, can't stop talking. So it's just it's a beautiful thing.
That's the best.
It really we're gonna have a lot of separation anxiety.
Yeah, we really
because
are.
We're both moving to New York. But
such bad separation anxiety. We're both moving to the same
I know.
City.
But like, 10 we're
minutes
be like
away.
10 minutes away. Yeah. Like, literally. But
it's too far, Sadie.
We haven't not shared like a wall or a room in a very long time.
In four years.
Well,
even abroad.
We didn't freshman year, but.
Okay,
close
well,
enough.
So it felt like it.
It did.
Well, 3 years.
Yeah, three
Anyways.
Years.
We'll hit you guys with one more song and then maybe we'll close it out.
Yeah.
So sad.
Literally,
I'm really
so
feeling
sad.
Emo. But yeah, here it is.
Okay.
Wow, guys. You've been listening to Brain Dead, 91.5
WMFO,
Method Tough, Freeform Radio.
Okay, so in parentheses, asterisks, I don't know what characters, but we can't promise this, but maybe we'll just hop on for a spontaneous show over the next couple weeks. So this might not be our last.
Let's just say it's our last.
Let's say it's our last, so sentimental. You're all so happy and surprised.
And if we pick up a show, great.
And we'll blast it on social
media. We're
going
to blast it on our socials.
So make sure you're following us.
Yeah, so follow at Braindead Show.
Braindead Show. But we love you all so much.
We love you guys so much.
Thank you for growing with us.
So much fun. And I think about you listening to the radio and listening to us 4 years ago. How much have you changed?
That is so true.
We've all changed in 4 years.
I literally love that.
Which is so wonderful.
Yeah. Like, Lucas, you were literally, like, across the country.
Yeah.
Or not the country, the world.
The world.
And now you're, like, 2 years out of...
Yeah, our brothers have been international and back and international again.
It's crazy.
Younger brother's going to college.
Is in college.
Now in college, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a beautiful thing.
Or from boarding school to college.
Yeah, all that.
Parents. Lots of change in your life. Friends.
We love you all.
We love you guys. And
thanks for sticking by us.
Thank you for listening. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, it's been a pleasure.
It's been such a pleasure. I might cry, but I'm not going to.
I might cry after
this. All right, let's not think about it too much. All right, we love you all.
Love you
and
guys.
Let's go, Blows. And we'll be back. Bye.